The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Honor, duty, and service all describe the men and women in our military. It takes a very special person to serve our country. Sometimes these brave soldiers make the ultimate sacrifice. Others may face a life forever changed by their injuries. These wounded heroes deserve to be returned to wholeness, and your sacrificial giving is making it possible. Take a look at this.
We got hit by a roadside bomb, an IED. It goes through up armored kits like a hot knife through butter.
I was injured during a rocket attack. They were just lobbing explosives at us as best they could.
It was 1,500 pounds of HE. It was one of the biggest IEDs they have in record books in Iraq. And it was meant for a tank, and we're in a Humvee. So it was just like a big mushroom. It just, boom, it just exploded and it just threw our Humvee.
I was blown up with a daisy chain IED, which is they connect the IEDs and they go off at the same time.
I had large holes in my left leg. It looked like someone had taken a shotgun at close range and fired.
I came down from my bunk bed, landed on my head and shoulder, and was basically folded in half.
I broke my C2 in my neck. My L2 vertebrae is a burst, so I have no L2 vertebrae. I've got 2 rods, 6 screws in my back. Had over 150 breaks and fractures in my hip and pelvis area. So I've got 2 screws holding my pelvis together.
Different injuries to my spine and my shoulders. A traumatic brain injury. Was knocked unconscious.
Spine was broken in 3 places. I had damage to my right knee.
And a piece of shrapnel had gone through my wrist and blown through my palm, taking with it bone, tendon, and clipping an artery. So what I thought was the least of my worries was actually one of my worst injuries. I was laying in that Humvee bleeding out. I was dying.
On my second deployment, we had 3 members of our platoon that were killed. I didn't really address those issues at all. I was more of a, you know, I can deal with it myself.
I had a suicide attempt this time last year.
I remember that day you came in.
And this is the second one. I owe you guys a lot.
No, you don't owe us. I tell you that. We owe you. A great American here, huh?
The sacrifice that our soldiers make to protect our freedom is so valuable to all of us. So what can we do to give back? Joyce Meyer Ministries, friends and partners are helping restore these heroes and their families. You are working with Operation Warrior Reconnect so that these veterans can successfully reintegrate into the lives they left behind. And if anyone understands those challenges, it's the founder of the program. He spent a lifetime recovering from horrendous injuries he received while serving in Vietnam.
I was a brown water black beret, very proud of my heritage. And on July the 26th, 1969, that heritage would take a shot in the dark. That day when that hand grenade exploded, a sniper had taken his best shot, apparently shooting at my head, missed and hit my hand. It was right here. And when that bullet penetrated right between the thumb and index finger, it detonated the grenade. And 5,000 degrees white hot phosphorus covered nearly half my body. I can only tell you the smell of my flesh mixed with white phosphorus, the sound of a loud scream in my right ear, which was no longer attached to my head. My face was gone, my hair was gone. I looked down, my chest was gone. I could see inside of me. I looked a little further down, my face, what was left of it was curling into ashes and blowing across my boots. I went blind in my eye, deaf in my ear.
After a grueling 14-month recovery, Dave Reaver found his calling, ministering to thousands of veterans who are struggling to find their way home. Eagle Summit Ranch is a peaceful oasis tucked away in Texas Hill Country, not far from San Antonio. It's a place of restoration, encouragement, and emotional recovery based on one-on-one mentorship.
They come home so totally disconnected that they don't have the friendship, the camaraderie, the unit effect they had in war. And they're home 3 days and saying, I got to go back, I got to go back. And the bond you once knew was not there anymore. You fall apart. When the 80 percentile divorce rate is commonplace, that's unacceptable. That's a hemorrhaging we've got to stop. Suicides one a day, One a day among our active duty? That's got to stop. Operation Warrior Reconnect is here because we believe our warriors need to come home to a healthy return, to possibilities for opportunity to work, to have a new life. We're going to be their hope, someone to hold on to. And we have 3,000 plus that have gone through this program, and we're just getting started.
An important part of this journey takes place in this beautiful 3,000-square-foot gym built by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries and its mission outreach, Hand of Hope.
When people see this gym, it's not a challenge of, hey, how can you hurt yourself? You know, how can you just be everything you can be and push all the limits and possibly hurt yourself? Because that's what they do when they first see a gym after they get hurt. They see it as what they'll never be able to do again. And everything that they just absolutely loathe and hate. It represents something that used to be there that isn't there anymore. But when they come here, we make sure that they understand, look, this is a challenge of what you can do now and how far you can go in a safe, secure manner with people that understand disabilities and are able to help you find a workout regimen or add on to the one you already are doing. And because we've got such a wide variety of equipment and space because of how large the facility is, we can do it in a safe environment, and they can meet that challenge.
As a partner, you provided this gym, and the Chris Kyle Foundation donated the equipment, making it possible for these soldiers to have a healthy workout no matter their disabilities.
With the partnership of Joyce Meyer Ministries and the Chris Kyle Foundation, it produced something utterly amazing.
Brandon Byers attended Operation Warrior Reconnect back in 2010 and is now a speaker with the program. At the time, he was struggling with deep depression. He felt he'd lost everything due to the injuries that resulted in his left leg being amputated above the knee.
I don't have a leg anymore, but I come in here and I get on the treadmill, I get on the weights, I do what I can in a safe manner and to the point where it's not gonna hurt me, but also it challenges them to go, again, if he can do it, I can do it. And that's what I love, especially with this facility and this gym, because it represents a whole nother avenue of hope. It represents a physical hope that they really did not think was there anymore or that they were gonna be able to obtain.
Would you prayerfully consider joining with us by giving a special gift to missions? Your generosity goes a long way toward changing lives, from veterans programs like this one to feeding children, providing desperately needed medical care, disaster relief, and so much more. You can make a big difference. So call the number on your screen or visit our website today.
Our physical prowess in the military, our physical capability, is a very large part of who we are. I mean, you're trained to be just He-Man or She-Ra, you know, and you when that's taken away from you, whether through injury or accident, it's very demoralizing. And when the men and women that come to the ranch walk through the door, you know, they walk through a lot of times with, I can't do that. I'm not capable of doing that anymore. And we start with, don't say I can't, because if you can't, you won't. The people who man this place, like Matt Reaver, Dave's son, are extraordinarily well versed in being able to show somebody, like for example me, who I have a difficult time walking and bending over and doing, you know, a lot of the things that I used to do. They're able to show me how I can overcome those challenges.
Somebody out there that's supposed to be smarter than us said, well, if you talk about it, that means you're weak. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all.
I grew up with a dad who didn't even know what post-traumatic stress was. And so he came through a lot of things, and we didn't really realize what was going on until later on. He dealt with his stress by using a speech to be able to help. So he was all over the country speaking. And as he spoke, he was able to vent things out, to be able to talk through things. And as he was learning to help others, he learned to be able to help himself. Now our program's a little bit different. We use body, soul, and spirit. And we work those to be able to help our soldiers to be able to find out who they are once again. They come in with tragedy, and then they hear the story and they leave triumphant. And that's returning the man into the man. And these guys hear this story and they're like, what was it that put it together? And then maybe off to the side, sometimes they'll ask the question, well, what was your faith that held you together? And Pop will start talking. And when he starts talking about Christ, and guys are just sitting there on the edge of their seat, and they want to know more. And it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon. After the session is over, they're like, Mr. Reaver, can we talk a little bit? And Dad's like, yeah, we can talk. And so they'll go back into an office, and Dad will lead them to the Lord. And in the center of this gym is a 20 by 20 mat that the guys can get on there. It creates that kind of brotherhood like none other. And so they feel safe again. But with PTSD, the mind and the hands have a really distinct connection. And when you are being able to touch fingertips, it is making the mind go to a different place. I like to call it replacement therapy. The gym is a great way to do this. And so when a person is in the gym and he's using his hands a lot, it takes the mind to a different spot. These guys are finding hope on the mat. And so this is why we have the gym. And when the guy feels safe, he's going to be able to open up. He'll start talking. And so now he's airing out what he went through. He's telling his story. And he's being able to vent. So the repressed anger, instead of being, you know, towards a family member or towards a spouse, you know, something of this nature, now he's sharing it and it's coming out.
Not only is it like, you know, going to the gym and getting back in shape, if I have something bothering me, something's on my mind, I mean, you know, we'll walk on the treadmills and talk, you know, to the people that thought of this gym, that put the money to this gym. It's huge. I mean, where else can you go that has a gym like this and still be able to get, you know, treatment for something that you have going on? Absolutely nowhere, nowhere. This is a completely one of a kind.
Mentally and physically, it's so beneficial to me. It's like, otherwise, what would I do? You know, sit at home. And just thoughts would just keep coming to my mind. And it's like, I don't like that. And it's like, I don't want to live like that, you know.
These guys come here and they push through that envelope of restriction. They push through that envelope of fear. They push through the envelope of pain and discover there's a world on the other side they thought they could never reach. I cannot tell you how priceless it is to have this facility, and it could not have been without partners. The hand of hope is not just a hope for one moment, for one building. It's a hand of hope for the years to come.
This building, it wasn't a one-time gift. This, you made an investment. You made an investment in soldiers, you know, their injuries and their families. And this gym provides them the opportunity to come back different and to be that person that they need to be. Please keep making that investment.
You gave a soldier hope. And not only that, but you gave a family hope. A lot of them received their dad back. A lot of them received their mom back with a whole new vision, whole new dream. And it was because of people like you and me and others that contributed to make this thing happen. Thank you. You gave life to a person who was lifeless. We got a phone call from a wife. And she said this, she said, I sent you a sorry husband. He was sorry, but what I got back was the love of my life.
Dave Reaver is doing fantastic work through Operation Warrior Reconnect. And it's such a blessing that you and I can be a part of honoring those who have served our country. Isn't it inspiring to see God's restoration at work? You know, I think the way that our veterans have been treated or the lack of proper care that they've had when they come back from war is really pretty pathetic. And I believe that we can step up as individual citizens and people who care about hurting people. We can step up and we can help them through our giving to missions. You know, we have lots of outreaches all over the world, and you'll be participating in all of those. This one just really touches my heart, and I'm sure it touches your heart too. And so I'm asking you today, if you'll give a very generous gift to help us get people out of pain and help them find that there is always hope in Christ. Now stay with us, because coming up next, a powerful outreach to veterans caught in an endless cycle of hopelessness.
This is Edelmeni refugee camp on the northern border of Greece. You see the sea of tents, they're full of families. To my left, there is a food line that just goes as far as you can see, people waiting for hours. There's also something here that's quite wonderful, shipping containers that have been changed into a place for people to get clean, fresh water. They can prepare food, they can drink the water, they can even shower. So we want you to know that in this desperate situation, you are here making a difference. You're sharing the love of Christ in a very tangible way. Call the number that you see on the screen right now. Go to the website and stand with us as we help not only here, but all over the world.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's audio devotional, Better Your Day by What You Think and Say. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
Thousands of veterans come out of the military completely disconnected from society and their former lives. And many of them are falling through the cracks. But an exciting new program at the Dream Center of Los Angeles is restoring their hope. Take a look at how you are investing in their future.
Skid Row is one of the worst places you could possibly end up. People die down there every day. Anything goes.
There are more than 8,000 homeless veterans living on the streets of Los Angeles. It's a crisis that is reaching epidemic proportions.
One of the goals that we're trying to do here at the Dream Center is give them a place to live, give them a safe place to dream, create a place of resources where they can come and realize what's available to them. Many don't even know what is available to them.
This 24-bed transitional living floor at the Dream Center is giving veterans a fresh start, offering them 6 months to a year to get the help they need to successfully make it on their own. The floor was completely renovated through funding by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries and its mission outreach, Hand of Hope.
What I want to do this morning is to give you a redefinition of what passion means.
We have a program specifically designed for the unique needs that veterans face. And that's a great thing because their needs are different. Their needs are focused on getting the benefits that are due to them because of their military service. This really is a resource center. It's kind of the heartbeat of how we help them, connecting them to other service organizations. And we give them the tools that they need and then the freedom to put those tools into practice into their lives.
I tell you one thing, I'm never gonna be the same again walking these streets at night.
The vision for this program came a few years ago when Pastor Matthew decided to find out how it feels to be homeless.
My father and I decided to live on the streets of Skid Row for 2 days. Nothing but panhandling for money, didn't know what it was like to be homeless. I mean, I saw these guys sleeping in the open air and they were just, you hear mumbling, you can hear them shaking, you can hear that the traumatic aspect of them just in the middle of the night. They're just, and I'm sleeping next to these guys and they're, you know, many of them were just kind of, they were going through the post-traumatic syndrome and stuff, and they were going through the nightmares and things. I'm like, wow, I'm talking to these guys. And they're like, yeah, I served my country for 20 years. I'm like, you did? And you're down here? And I'm like, yeah. And then, I mean, it's just shocking. And they said, well, I guess, well, why? Well, there's just nothing here for me. And I came home, I had a lot of stress in my life, and I didn't really know where to go. And I'm like, man, we gotta do something first class one day, something with a counselor, something, a top-notch program, and just really develop the greatness that's within them. Because I really saw just greatness that was trapped in not knowing where to go, what to do. And when people don't know where to go, what to do, they get desperate and they reach out for other things. And but many of these guys, once you just give them an outlet, that's when the change starts to happen.
And I love this guy and I appreciate.
So I ended up going to Korea. Within less than a week, I was on the DMZ. So it was always tension up there. They were pointing weapons at us, and you knew that anything could happen. We were there, and 2 days later, we saw one of our own soldiers floating in the river.
I started realizing in the Navy is that I had never dealt with like things of my childhood, like seeing my parents being drug abusers, and I was molested as a child. So some of those things impacted me in my adult life, because when you go through things and you don't deal with them, they're always like there. And I ended up deciding to get out because I was in turmoil.
I come to LA after 3 years of homelessness on the streets in San Diego. Wouldn't nothing go right for me down there. Come here, and I'm traveling around the city finding safe spots to sleep. And then I went to an organization here, and they said, well, we don't have any beds open right now. I'm like, oh no, you know, here we go again. You know, I'm gonna be stuck on the streets. Oh God, please help me. And as I was walking out, this lady, she come back and she said, hold up, we got something for you. I said, really? And she said, there's this place called the Dream Center. It's not far from here. And I got here and I was like, thank you, God. You know, my heart was filled with joy. And I knew at that moment, God has me right where he wants me.
There's an atmosphere here at the Dream Center that just lets people know that we believe. We believe you can do it. We're gonna meet you right where you're at. We're not gonna judge you. We're not gonna condemn you. We're not gonna look at you differently. In fact, we're going to help you right where you are to become a better person through the power of Christ, through his love.
Anthony Worley's own difficult transition from the Navy back to civilian life gives him insight to reach these men.
When I was in the service, I loved the fact that I was part of a brotherhood. I was a part of a community of people who had your back, people that were there to support you. But that transition out was rough. I came home and I didn't feel like I really fit in anywhere, and it caused a lot of anxiety. I had trouble finding my direction, and I got back into drug use and alcohol. And for the next 12 years, I wandered, not really knowing where I wanted to go, what I was gonna do. It surrounds veterans when they come home that there's something wrong with them because they've been to war. They might have trauma, they might have PTSD. So we wanna raise that community awareness to say that these men aren't a danger. These men and women are service members, and they deserve honor and they deserve help through his love that just flows through everybody who works here.
You can honor these veterans and others in need around the world with your generous donation. Will you prayerfully consider giving a special gift and joining with us to make a difference? Call the number on your screen or visit our website today.
I didn't really start to have the downward spiral until after my divorce. I had a little bit of money, and I saw this abandoned house, and I stayed in that abandoned house for a couple of days, and then I drank myself into a stupor just about every night because I wasn't used to being homeless, and I didn't want to face that. I started smoking crystal meth, and my whole life just unraveled. I ended up sleeping at a church, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. I mean, I know that I'm better than this.
When Curtis found his way to the Dream Center, he arrived 1 month before the veterans floor officially opened, but God made a way for him.
And I have to fight back tears every time I get to this point because of, I saw God in action. And I don't have any doubt that he had his hand in that, because of the fact that I had nowhere to go.
The whole campus provides an atmosphere of hope, and I think that's what people need. People need to know that they can come, they can find rest, and they can relax, knowing that their future is in Jesus' hands.
Like, first thing you told me, hey, this is a Christian-based program. I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, but then I was just like, why not? You know, like, why not, like, give it a shot? Like, I've been doing things on my own, my way, you know, for so long, and it's not working. So, like, why not try doing them God's way?
Your life can change, but you have to be open-minded and willing to take the steps and let people take the reins until you're able to. This program allows you to do that.
You come here and you see the light and the love of God working through others, and you feel a part of a family, a part of something, as opposed to just a number. And that's a great feeling. It essentially helps you learn, love yourself, and then love others.
When they come in, they're so broken and really just focused on themselves and what they need. But now we're beginning to see them turn that focus outward to really having a desire to serve.
I'm starting to give without worrying about getting, so to speak. So I involve myself with community outreaches.
You know, I love the fact that I'm around people who are like trying to do better than what they were doing yesterday. And that's our whole mission. That's what we're trying to do, is just to better ourselves and also in the, you know, to help others. And that's what I love about being here.
I'm very grateful for this opportunity to get up on my feet and actually have the chance and opportunity to put forth my best effort in making this world a better place. I am grateful.
Because when it's all said and done, it's people like Joyce Meyer Ministries that allow the real change to happen. Change doesn't happen with just allowing people to have a place to stay or a bed to live in, but it comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ. To be able to do something like this and not have to wait on the government to tell us how to do it. And I just want to say thank you for allowing this dream to become reality, something that's been in our heart that we couldn't do alone because of people like you that make it happen.
Well, I want to say thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to like actually improve my life. Thank you for every contribution that you do. It's actually helping someone. It's changing lives, and I'm very grateful for it.
I would say to Joyce Myers and her partners that, you know, God bless you and thank you for the vision that they had in reaching out to veterans like myself. There's not enough that I can say. There's not enough gratitude I can give them for that.
It's so powerful to see the transformation in these men's lives. You know, this is a group of people that we really, really, really need to help. I can't even imagine somebody going off to war and losing a limb or going through some of the things that they go through mentally and emotionally and coming back to a nation that hasn't provided properly for these men and women. And I believe that we need to step up and help them. And we're trying to do that here at Joyce Meyer Ministries. And as you give to our missions outreach, which I'm asking you to do today, and I don't even want you to do something that's real comfortable for you. I want you to give. I want you to ask God what He wants you to do and do it, and do it in faith. And I believe that God will bring a rich harvest in your life, but you'll have the joy of knowing that you're helping hurting people all over the world. So thank you, and God bless you.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's audio devotional, Better Your Day by What You Think and Say. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.